It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world, as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. welcome back. We have Harley Schlanger here. Lots of news, tons of things going on. Just if you look at it, it's like in a week, there's so much stuff going on, it's hard to believe. Harley, start with your top issues. Go ahead.
Well, I think the most important thing is that Trump has to get control over his foreign policy. And as we talked about last week, I just wrote an article, which I sent you. I just sent it a little while ago, so you probably haven't seen it yet. But it's on the fact that the anti-Trump forces have suffered some real setbacks, with the Mueller report being released and not condemning Trump, with the Trump-Putin discussion, and with Trump going up in the polls. This has been a series of setbacks, and what we see is the response is to try to push the president into wars.
Well, actually, if you go into John Lightning Bolt's office, by the way, he has a mask, a spandex outfit, and a cape, and he has a large pole with a lightning bolt on it, and he has a big drum in his office, and if you hear it, you walk by his office, and you hear bum, 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 and on the front of it says, "War. Wherever it needs to be, we want war." Please continue. Ha-ha.
Well,
I think you agree with that, right?
It's true. Remember, Bolton was one of the leading defenders of the Iraq war, even when most of the people started to oppose it. He still says it was necessary, it was right, Saddam had to be overthrown. He defends the regime change against Gaddafi, which was done by Hillary. And he's pushing for regime change in Venezuela and Iran. Now, the Venezuela situation, Bolton assured Trump that Juan Guaido, the paperclip, would be president, that Guaido would take over because the military was deserting Maduro. And Trump supposedly remarked yesterday, "Maduro's a pretty tough cookie. I think I've been getting some bad intelligence." Now, it's absolutely the case he's getting bad intelligence on Venezuela. And the fact is that Pompeo had a meeting with Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister. And this is Pompeo is running around the world saying Russia and China are acting against us. They're predatory nations. They're aggressive. They're imperial. And after the meeting...
And to some extent, that's true. But you don't go to war with people thinking you're going to solve anything. War just kills people. And eventually you have to sit at the table and say, well, we killed a lot of each other's citizens. What do we do now? And well, Trump wants to jump that issue and then to negotiate, right?
Well, I would say that's not necessarily true at all. Russia is not an imperial nation at this point. China is not an imperial nation. The line is being put out by the people who want to keep the old order in place. Now, what happened when Pompeo and Lavrov met is that the two of them had a fairly substantial meeting, and they discussed what Trump and Putin had discussed a few days earlier. And afterwards, I don't know if you saw this, Bill, it was a very hilarious interview with Sergei Lavrov, and he was asked by a relatively hostile U.S. reporter, well, but Pompeo has been saying all these nasty things about you, about Russia, about Putin. What do you have to say about that? And Lavrov said, well, I care not to comment on public statements because most of those are done for internal political reasons. And then he was asked, well, did Pompeo talk to you about Russian meddling in the U.S. election? And that came from CNN. And Lavrov said, well, I hear some in your country say that you're a fake news network. And that was definitely a fake question.
So, and by the way, the people that were doing the manipulation, which was... It was like the Keystone Cops, the social media manipulation by a few Russians that were tied to one oligarch, wasn't directly tied to Putin. It was so inane and asinine, it wouldn't have accomplished anything. It's to say that we had this Russiagate thing is insane, isn't it?
Dollars of placement. Bill, it was a few thousand dollars of ads that were placed.
I know.
Hillary Clinton spent $1.2 billion on the campaign. If you're going to try and convince me that $12,000 in Facebook ads, most of which didn't mention Hillary or Trump, changed the election.
In fact, it actually tried to polarize things rather than even push one side or the other.
Yeah, so here's the question. Why would Hillary spend $1.2 billion to win an election if you can beat her by $12,000 on Facebook? It's an absurd
She defeated herself by not going to states that she lost, which kept her out of the the tally of votes. I mean, you win by the Electoral College, not by your total votes. And by the way, a lot of total votes in the Democrats were people who voted multiple times through illegals and people that actually crossed states and voted twice, or at least. So Hillary is still jabbering, but I think the Horowitz report that's coming out this or next month and the Uber reports, these Democrats better watch it because they're going to start having their feet on fire now. And Trump, I think, also is losing his patience with the war drums. I mean, first off, I agree with you. I think the thing to do with Venezuela and North Korea, the reason why North Korea is firing off these missiles is they've been told by China, show a little bit of, you know, backbone against America because you're a proxy of China and Russia, and because we're negotiating hard with America because China's totally dependent on us as our customers. And the last 25 years since they've been part of the World Trade Organization, which we allowed through previous administrations, they've rebuilt their country. But without us as customers, China disappears. It ceases to exist. And China and Putin and America want to negotiate. Let me finish. Want to negotiate a new trade deal that actually respects international property, have them buy all our agricultural products, etc., and works for both countries. I don't see there needs to be a loser here. And we don't need to, and there is a linkage, I believe, both in some people in some parts of the PLA in China to North Korea. But to be honest with you, Trump, in his pivoting ability with Xi, I'm sure can de-link it the same way as we can de-link the Chinese troops in Venezuela or the Russian nukes sitting in Lauchiel Island. These things are, of course they're going to happen. They're competitors. They're potential enemies if we keep bothering them and not negotiating. Down the road, maybe a decade, things could get really bad. But Trump, I think, is the solution to the problem because he's not listening to these knuckleheads. And I don't know what's going to happen to Bolton, but I think Bolton's on his last legs, and Pompeo's been kind of, he's like a dog that's been hit with a little broom or something to say, no, tone your mouth down because you're not making things better. In fact, the Chinese have stated they have no negotiations. They don't want Pompeo at the negotiations. Please continue.
Well, let me make a couple of points that I think we have a disagreement on. The North Korean pullback was not because China told them to pull back. It was because Bolton told Trump to pull back. And the thing that happened...
By pullback, what do you mean? What are they pulling back?
In the Hanoi meeting, the North Koreans were prepared to go ahead and start dismantling two of the sites. And they said, in return, we would like something. And at that point, Bolton told Trump that there were satellite photos showing that they were building new sites, and it turned out that those were fake photos. And that what the North Koreans concluded is that if Bolton is involved in the negotiations, there will not be an agreement, because Bolton, as I said earlier, is a regime change specialist. His role with Saddam, his role with Gaddafi, and his role with Trump is to get countries to shut down their weapons programs and then overthrow them. And the North Koreans are smart enough to know that if they give up their nuclear weapons without any assurances that they won't be attacked, that they're foolish to do that. Now, you're right about Trump. Trump can sit down with Kim and negotiate a deal. But he can't do it if he has mad dogs like Bolton whispering in his ear and whispering in the media's ear. Let me finish one point here.
Yeah.
The people who are turning on Bolton now and getting Trump to think about what Bolton is doing are the military people. Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and several other top military people, including the admiral who ordered the most recent incursion into the South China Sea, did so under orders from Bolton, and he later responded, was this from Bolton or from the president? And, you know, the military is wanting to know, just like Iran, it was Bolton who ordered the strike carrier group Abraham Lincoln into the Persian Gulf. So here you have a maniac who's asserting authority as though he were the president. And this is one of the reasons Trump is getting mad, because Trump doesn't like these kinds of interventions of people who think they have the power over him.
Well,
and Bolton may have overstepped his limits.
I do. The thing is, overstepped them, but I tell you, part of the reason is what's going on is there's some very accurate missile systems. We had on the program on yesterday, Mayor Dave Rubin from Shiloh, Israel, on the program for a segment. He'll come back on. And the fact is that there is a danger now to Israel of very accurate missiles attacking. Now, I don't think a carrier group need to be moved there because, you know, this is like a show system. What we do now is we're actually putting embargoes not only against Iran and their oil, but also against, so I think some of the petrochemicals that they generate as well, but also against their allies. And the Iranians basically are saying they're going to start enriching uranium because they, by the way, they have uranium in Iran. They don't need to get it from Russia or anywhere else. What I see happening is we need to find a different pathway than just regime change. For example, if they try to do a regime change in North Korea, they're likely to get a Stalinist regime, which is even more bold than Kim. And I think China should actually be a little worried, too, because they may not be in total control of North Korea, especially if a future regime that's not as friendly as Kim's, to China. You know, you're dealing with a large nuclear power just on your southern border on the other side of the Yulan River. It's not necessarily a good thing if things go south between North Korea and China. And China might, what I'm saying here is that there's a lot of other moving parts to this. I honestly think Trump's going to get a deal together. But it's not going to be through regime change in North Korea or directly a military option to go and attack Venezuela, because it's obvious, and you mentioned this last time, that Guaido is not an elected official that's a replacement for Maduro. They haven't had elections. If they want to do anything, have a multinational elections commission do an election and see what the Venezuelan people want. And then you can have a smooth transition to a new government, and whether it's socialist or not, just as long as they're not dangerous. And then also, when we're doing trade negotiations with Russia and China, have them pull their nukes and troops out of Venezuela so that they realize if we want to deal with us, let's deal on a more even playing field. So
here's the bigger point, Bill. Here's the bigger point. There's absolutely no cause for a conflict between the U.S. and Russia and the U.S. and China. As you mentioned with China, both nations need each other.
Right.
The same thing's true of the U.S. and Russia. And you do have certain kinds of problems that have to be resolved. The Ukraine situation is still very unstable. You know, Venezuela is a problem.
Well, actually, Ukraine is getting better because they got a new president that's
actually
a comedian.
He has no power right now. What's interesting about Ukraine is it showed that the Ukrainian people don't like the government that was brought in by the coup. Zelensky
right.
has no power because he doesn't have a party. So the Rada, the parliament, is still controlled by the Poroshenko gang and, more importantly, the neo-Nazi units of the Azov Brigade and others. So it's still...
He's in transition, though. In other words, as elections can proceed, the Ukrainian people are tough. I have Ukrainian friends going right back to Canada. They're not passive people. These people are not going to put up with foolishness, whether it's from Russia or the West or anybody. And my feeling is
that's the hope there. But that's why Putin, in his discussion with Trump, said, let's talk about Ukraine. And Putin said the solution to Ukraine is to abide by the Minsk Accord, which was an agreement with France, Germany, Russia, and the U.S. and Britain. And the Ukrainian government has refused to do that. And so Trump said he wasn't really clear on where the problem was. And according to Russian sources, Putin explained to him what the Minsk Accord was and how Ukraine is repeatedly violating it.
Yeah, of course, it's because it's been led by a criminal, Poroshenko, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, the neo-Nazis there and the other extremists that are putting Ukraine in a dangerous position economically and geopolitically and militarily. So I think it could be solved. I mean, I don't think Putin doesn't drink vodka. He's level-headed. I think he can talk to Trump. I think it'll be worked out. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C+, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. going to have a couple of predictions. I want to see if you what you think. I think, number one, Trump is going to work out, although this is week is the first week when the tariffs went up to 25%, I think a deal is going to be reached by June, within the next 3-4 weeks. Number two, I think that although Kim is firing off these short-range rockets and says on Drudge, Kim is ordering more rocket power. Look, if there's a direct war between North Korea and America, they will be stamped out in a matter of minutes, not hours. And they don't want to do that. They simply want to have an economy. Now, because of the strategic minerals, for example, people don't realize there's strategic minerals in their coal resources that if they extracted them, they'd want to be the leading powers in the 21st century for advanced technology. Plus, the Korean people are very creative. I mean, if you look at South Korea, genetically, they're virtually identical. These are some of the most productive people on Earth. So my feeling is that Trump has to spin around this so that he can kind of restabilize things so that it doesn't get out of control. Most people don't realize the First and Second World War were engineered by the British because they didn't want an alliance between Germany and Russia. And in fact, even a lot of the things that went on were even funded on both sides by banks, including George Bush Sr.'s father helped to fund the Nazis because it was part of the game of the bankers to actually fund both sides to create a war. So the, if you want to call it people like Bolton and Pompeo, they're part of what I call the war party. They like chaos, and they like war, and they like balkanization, and they like regime change, don't they?
Well, you know, the Trump just issued a statement today. I just saw this on my email, where he was asked about Bolton, and he said, you know, it's kind of interesting. Everyone thinks I'm the guy with a bad temper, but I'm the one who tempers Bolton and keeps Bolton calm. And, you know, Trump said he's not convinced there will be a war with Iran. He thinks things can be worked out. You know, the important thing, and this is what I point out in the article I just wrote, is that the victory in the Mueller case, which has the Democrats completely hysterical because they have nothing else. Their whole 2020 campaign was based on impeaching Trump or getting enough material making Trump look terrible so that he couldn't possibly win the election. They didn't get it. Now, what's their policy? Green New Deal? They can't even get agreement in the Democratic Party on that. Crazy Bernie's policies? You know, Biden's policies. What are Biden's policies? They're rewarmed Obama policies, which people rejected when they voted against Hillary.
Right.
So the Democrats have nothing, but they're going to keep at it. Now, what's really interesting, and this, Bill, is something I want to just take a few minutes for us to discuss, is the revelations coming out on the whole British intervention into the U.S. election in 2016. There was an absolute bombshell that came out yesterday, which was Freedom of Information Act. Files were released through the Freedom of Information Act about a Deputy State Department official, Deputy Secretary of the State Department named Kevalek,
right,
who met with Christopher Steele on October 11th, 2016. Now, the reason that date is important is it's 10 days before Jim Comey went to the FISA court with the original application for surveillance of Carter Page.
Right.
Comey had said nobody had been talking to Christopher Steele.
Yeah,
well,
which
it turns out that Bruce Orr of the Justice Department had been talking to Steele, and it turns out now that Kevalek from the State Department, through this guy named Weiner, who is an assistant to Victoria Nuland of Ukraine coup fame,
right,
that they were all talking to Steele, and Kevalek, in her memos, said Steele's report is no good, which means that not only had Steele been trying to push his report, but that the FBI was using a report which more responsible officials had already said is no damn good.
Right, and you're talking about the dates. What I thought was amazing is you're pulling out dates that shows that even Comey, this smirking, arrogant liar, really is going to get his dates wrong. And if actually he is called forward to one of these committees that are doing now criminal investigations, Horowitz,
he's in big trouble.
And that's why the Democrats are panicking. That's why they're even trying to subpoena through the Senate, and there's a few senators that I think are nuts. Donald Trump's son. I mean, this is over. And the fact is, I think this is a formula for the Democrats to lose the election. They already, as far as I'm concerned, they already lost it.
But Bill, let me go back to this question of the British, because this is really crucial.
It is.
Trump tweeted for the fourth time now. Why did the British do this?
Right.
Now, he knows why, because they disagree with him on his policies. But Trump is now beginning to hone in on the fact that it was not just Obama, not just Brennan, but it was a gang in the U.S. that was working with Five Eyes, with the British intelligence.
Right.
And these are the people who also set up Papadopoulos.
Right.
They tried to use him as the person who said that the Russians have the emails.
Yeah, he's got a new book out, by the way, with his girlfriend, wife, whatever. And he lays out the timeline scale that you're showing here in this document that you mentioned just now. And it's over. I mean, this is going to get really ugly. The Democrats don't realize there's going to be DOJ, FBI, so-called intel agents hired to be spies, like this 30-year-old bombshell trying to get Papadopoulos. And these people are going to do the perp walk. They're going to jail now, aren't they?
Well, and also, they're forced to admit things now. For example, the Joseph Mifsud, who is the so-called Russian professor who is going to give the dirt on Hillary to Papadopoulos, right. That Mifsud was actually a joint deployed agent of MI6 and the CIA.
Whoa.
And Stefan Halper, who was the person who brought Papadopoulos back to London, gave him a small honorarium and then tried to hook him up with Alexander Downer from Australia.
That yeah, right.
Halper is also a shared asset of the CIA and MI6. He's very close with Sir Richard.
This is the way they get around regulations where they're not allowed to spy on American citizens. So they use other agencies like Canadian or British or Australian.
That's a part of it, but it's deeper than that. It's not just that they use it to get around prohibitions. It's that they conspired together to try to defeat an American presidential candidate.
Right.
So what you have now is, on the one side, the British doing what the Russians are accused of.
Right.
In Russiagate. The British did it. Top levels of British intelligence.
Yeah.
Secondly, the Obama team, which includes Obama himself, Brennan, Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, Comey, top officials in the FBI and in the Justice Department, were involved in a coup attempt and were spying on Trump to try to carry out a coup.
Right.
Now, additionally, Joe Biden, who now Trump is calling Sleepy Creepy Joe, made a bit of a slip the other day where he said he just got a call from Margaret Thatcher. And, of course, Thatcher's been dead for, I think, 15 years or so. And when he was corrected, he said, I mean Theresa May. And he said, Theresa May called me to tell me I have to run so we can defeat Trump. Now, is the Prime Minister of Great Britain actually calling Joe Biden to tell him to run? If so, isn't that British intervention in the U.S.
election? Of course it is. The same powers that are trying to stop Brexit are trying to stop Trump and populism in Britain and any other country that would be under the British control in their global empire.
Well, and this is the important story now. We're getting at the British connection.
Right.
Now, the reason this is so important is that this is what Lyndon LaRouche has been arguing, was arguing his whole last 50 years, that the problem with the United States has nothing to do with internal politics. It has to do with the fact that after World War II, when the United States was moving in a direction of becoming the leading global power, not as an imperial country, but as an American system country, which is what Roosevelt was trying to do, which was interrupted by Truman, who was an idiot, which Eisenhower took back up again. Eisenhower was not an imperialist. Eisenhower was the one who told the Israelis, the British, and the French to stay out of Egypt in 1956.
Right.
Kennedy was also anti-imperialist. The British have used the work they had done during World War II to infiltrate the OSS at that time, the Office of Strategic Services, later to take over sections of the FBI, the CIA, and importantly, the Office of Naval Intelligence. That was one of the British operating zones. And that integrated the U.S. into the overall picture of the Five Eyes. They have a conception of how the world should be run, which is not in the interests of the American Republic.
Right.
It's in the interest of these global cartels who control these intelligence agencies. Now, LaRouche has been pointing that out. We've been fighting for people to understand that. And people just refuse to believe it. They said, oh, the British have nothing, they're not a power. And now what we're seeing is that not only did they intervene in the 2016 election, but they screwed up the United States for the last 2 years by running this lie that the Russians had intervened. And if this story is allowed to come out in full, and Trump has a lot to do with it, but so do the American people. The American people have to demand it. If it comes out, the so-called special relationship that Pompeo just said is thriving. You know, Pompeo was just in London. He gave the Maggie Thatcher lecture in London and said that the U.S. and the British are one when it comes to how we see the world.
Right.
Well, that's just not true.
Right.
The American system is anti-imperial, and the British system is still an imperial system.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the imperial system of Britain is actually a danger to the world, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And we see it through their institutions that the British corrupted, like the International Monetary Fund, which was never supposed to have the power to dictate economic policies to poorer countries. The World Trade Organization, which was never supposed to operate on behalf of global cartels. But that's what it does. These are essentially British imperial institutions. And because of the total volume of money involved, they're able to buy U.S. politicians, to set up U.S. think tanks, groups like the American Enterprise Institute, the Heritage Foundation,
right,
the Cato Institute. All of these talk about our democracy. Well, when Hamilton and Washington and the Founding Fathers set up this country, it was set up as a democratic republic, not a democracy. And you hear this all the time, Schumer, oh, our democracy's at stake. These guys are either brainwashed or
they're liars because, you see, a republic is not a democracy. It's a different type of system, isn't it?
Yeah. And so, and this is the interesting thing is that the Founding Fathers knew that we had to oppose the British, not just because of taxes, but because the British had a different view of what man is. In the British view, the elite, the oligarchs, the aristocrats are superior, and there's no social mobility. You look at the history of the United Kingdom, and while they occasionally knight a commoner, for the most part, they treat their people precisely as they call them, subjects, as little more than slaves. They have no power. You know, they say if you walk down the streets of London, your picture will be taken 12,000 times in an hour.
Right, right.
So it's mega surveillance state.
Well, the thing is, the British attitude is now projected through financial institutions in the Grand Cayman Islands, in Jersey and Guernsey, and global quadrillions and trillions of dollars. I mean, the British are the primary, if you want to call, warehouses, even for Saudi and Qatari money in north of London, in giant warehouses. People don't understand finances. They ruled the waves, say, 150 years ago, the British. Now they rule the waves of money, which is through speculative banking. And through Canary Square. I mean, Canary Square rules the financial institutions that are ruled through the stock market, say, in New York, etc. So they still have an empire and an empire belief system, don't they?
Yeah, and over 90% of the money in the EU goes through London.
Exactly. Crazy, isn't it? That's why they don't want to get rid of the pound sterling, because they still feel they rule the waves of the world, don't they?
Through the euro.
Yeah, through the euro, exactly. Which, by the way, is another British manufactured entity with...
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted
at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. And welcome back. So, yeah, I think the way that I see the interaction with generals, I don't think if you're a proper general, the analogy would be like a surgeon. You don't want to lose material, equipment, or people because you have to kind of have memorials for all your dead soldiers. Blood and money. You want to know you have the proper acquiring the equipment to keep one ahead of the potential enemy, but you want to go in like a surgeon. You make sure you know where your scalpel is, what you're going to do, how you're going to heal the wound afterward and close it up so it heals. And a proper general is not going to just rush in and do carpet bombing like, you know, Pompeo wanted to do, or lightning bolt, I call him. You want to actually, what can you do so at the end, the healing process is, like after a great war like World War One and Two, you come up together to have the agreement like the Versailles Agreement, or you actually say, well, we have enough dead bodies, what are we going to do now? And, you know, even the agreements to refund Europe so that it would actually could rebuild itself after being destroyed, rebuild their buildings and their people. And remember, how many young German men were lost that would have created a much more robust Germany in 2019? How many people will die if we have a future war, which is not going to be just a regular war with people against people? It'll be fancy drones, robots, weather weapons, nuclear weapons, chemical, biological warfare. There's many layers to this. And, you know, there will be a series of Pyrrhic victories, and the smart people want to negotiate away from the idea of conflict or defend Earth from Earth-based dangers like coronal mass ejections or climate change, which is occurring whether we like it or not. That's not due to human exposure. But I think Trump has enough common sense to realize he's trying to negotiate us into a future that's stable, prosperous, and healthy. Not just for us, but for our potential customers and enemy. Like the Chinese and the Russians should be natural allies and customers and people to collaborate on science and technology, not enemies.
Well, Bill, let me just go through some new intelligence I just got, which is very interesting, that on April 29th, before Bolton announced the shift of the Abraham Lincoln carrier group from the Mediterranean into the Persian Gulf, right. And he said it was based on new information about Iranian threats to American and allied positions.
Right.
That before he announced that, there was a meeting at CIA headquarters, which included Dan Coats, the director of national intelligence. It included Bolton. It included Pompeo, Gina Haspel from the CIA. But what's reported about this is it was a highly unusual meeting because almost never do White House officials have these kind of security, national security sessions anywhere but in the White House,
right.
Which means the president and his direct people can be involved. This was at the CIA headquarters. So there was no immediate White House presence there. Now, Bolton then came out a couple hours later and announced this shift, saying that there's new intelligence about threats to American and allies coming from Iran. When the military was asked about this, they said they had no such information. And so it's
clear, it was his imaginary information so he could get the carrier group going there, and what's the purpose of that?
Well, it's like weapons of mass destruction, isn't it, in Iraq. You invent a story to create the confrontation. And, of course, when Iran was told that there will be a carrier group sitting in the Persian Gulf, the Iranians immediately said, well, if you do anything to us, we will attack your interests. So then Bolton said, see, we told you there's a threat. It's just what you're saying, that the Russians, when they see NATO moving eastward and they start building new weapon systems, we say, see, the Russians are aggressive. But they're something.
So that's crazy, isn't it? And, of course, it's like punching somebody in the face and wondering why when they counterpunch you back. It's like, are you kidding? Of course they're going to do something. Even a female, she's got an umbrella in her hand, and you strike her, she's going to hit you with her umbrella. What do we expect? Right?
Well, this is where you see the difference. And again, I go back to my article that I just sent you today, that Trump has a different approach to this. Trump's approach is that we need to have dialogue and discussion where we agree on things, fine, we can work and collaborate. Where we don't agree, let's work out the disagreements.
Right.
And then the idea that, I mean, this is a normal adult way of handling problems. The neocons are the kind of adult that says, you're going to do it my way or I'm going to beat you up. the kind of...
I would extend your statement a little bit. I think that Trump is the only adult in the room. These other people are like really bad, out-of-control teenagers or about to be teenagers. They're not adults, because a real adult knows there's some point we have to actually negotiate, even after a level of destruction.
And what is it that the Democrats say? The Democrats say that Trump is the one who's unreliable and changes and is untrustworthy. And, you know, so they've got it backwards. And in the meantime, to the extent they continue with the so-called Russiagate story, what they're doing is sustaining this enemy image of Russia and Putin that is being used to convince the American people we have to spend $1 trillion on defense, because the $720 billion that was reported as the defense budget is not the real defense budget. It's higher than that. And as Trump said, it's going to keep going up till it's over $1 trillion a year. And he said, we can't afford to spend that, because if we ever have to use these weapons, we'll wipe out the human race. And if we don't use them, we're wasting money that could go into infrastructure, education, healthcare, and so on.
Well, here's the problem, and I'm going to crystallize it a little more. Part of this definition of words, words drive everything. We have what's called the Department of Defense. Why don't they call it what it is, the Department of War or Department of Death? We don't have a Department of Defense, because if we did, we'd have bomb shelters, we'd have anti-missile systems, we'd have ways of identifying for biological weapons coming into a port of entry. I did research with Reserve Admiral Hughes in 97, 22 years ago, with the FBI, CDC, and FEMA. And we killed everybody in our war game simulations. So we don't have a Department of Defense. We have a Department of War or Death or Destruction. And Trump is right. I mean, you're pouring in $750 billion of money every year to a Department of Death. And unfortunately, this is asymmetric. In other words, a country doesn't have to have all our weapons to kill all of us. They could have somebody spend a few million dollars in a bioweapon lab, release a super plague, and the American population dies within a month. So the idea that somehow you can asymmetrically build up this giant military death machine and it's going to protect your population is insane, isn't it?
Well, here's another example of what we're talking about. Scott Ritter, who is one of the people who blew the whistle on the fake reports of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, has an article in the American Conservative today. And what he says is that Pompeo, after doing this geek act in Helsinki, where he told the Arctic Council that China is like the Nazis in the 1930s, and we have to stop them. Pompeo was called back to Washington. He was planning on going to a meeting in with Danish officials, but instead he was called back to Washington, where there was a National Security Council meeting where the Pentagon laid out their concerns about the realities of military conflict with Iran, including the high costs in money and manpower.
Right.
And so, again, as I've been saying, and this is proven from this article from Scott Ritter, that the military is saying, before you shoot off your mouth, you'd better look at the consequences. One of the things that came out from Venezuela is that the military, some of the military people are saying, do you know what happened with the Bay of Pigs?
Right.
We had something similar to Juan Guaido. Supposedly we had people on the ground who were popular that would overthrow Castro. They'd rise up and we'll come in as conquering heroes. So Bolton and Pompeo, a week and a half ago, when Guaido was told, don't worry, we'll support you, we'll back you up, he stepped forward and said, today we're going to have a march and we're going to take over the government and run out Maduro. And when they had the march, hardly anyone showed up.
Yeah, but who put him in a position where he considers him the elected official? He's not. He's the nominated official, right?
Yeah, that's right. But it's Bolton and others who are using him as the instrument for regime change. And this is not to defend Maduro. For me to say this is...
No, I would... If you're going to try to fix this, you need to do a combination of interlocking parts. Trade, which would withdraw the military forces and the danger of something bad happening. And then call for an international tribunal to put together actual elections, whether it's Maduro or Guaido or somebody else. And then stabilize things so that Russia doesn't feel so paranoid that they're stationing nuclear weapons in Laurentia Island or Nicaragua, because we are frightening them. If you start kind of putting their hat on, the Russian hat on, you'd be justified. NATO was never intended to be on their back doorstep. It's in Poland and Ukraine now. NATO was never intended to actually be in a position where Russia feels that, for example, taking back territory that's primarily part of Russia. 200 years ago, for example, Kiev was the capital of Mother Russia. The Crimea was basically Russian territory. So this is kind of crazy. And then we see policies on the part of Ukraine right now under Poroshenko and the West trying to threaten even the bridge between Crimea and Mother Russia, because that's their primary way to get back and forth across to the Crimea. We got to stop aggravating people and start working things out. We got to start playing nice. How's that?
Well, I think this is why the proposal that would work was Lyndon LaRouche's four-power agreement, where he said if the U.S., China, Russia, and India got together and started talking about how to shift from a parasitical speculative economy to an global American system productive economy, that we need to go back to the principles of the Bretton Woods Agreement, fixed exchange rates, national banks that issue credit directly into physical production. Trade would be based on fair agreements, not so-called free trade that benefit corporations.
I'd add two more elements, and I heard this one guy, and I can't remember his name, he's an Asian guy that's actually running the Democratic Party, he had a really good point. We need to have a system so the corporations like Amazon and transnational corporations can be taxed at arm's length around the world. And that includes U.S. corporations and corporations working with America. And that would mean you'd have a source of revenue going back to the parent countries that are developing technology and protected by intellectual property rights. So it would be in the good interest for the Chinese to develop technology on their own and patent it, so they would actually have money flowing back, because their corporations would be able to extend taxes to other countries around the world and vice versa for us. Amazon, for example, and many of these big tech corporations don't pay a tap of taxes, although they destroy business and...
Well, they're getting fined. They're getting fined in Europe very heavily, Amazon.
Yeah, those fines, though, are just a pittance compared to the amount of money they're making. I mean...
Well, the fines getting basically are covered by Jeff Bezos' tip money.
Exactly. My point is, this one gentleman, I'm trying to remember his name now, he's a very brilliant guy in terms of economy, and he has the idea of sending money back directly to the public to spend. I don't think that's a bad idea, but I think this is a better alternative than even the VAT, value-added tax, which should have happened. We should have a VAT, but it shouldn't go to the state or the federal government. It should go to the county, so we have the county being able to take care of people, and doctors should be paid an hourly wage rather than a fee-for-service. There should be no malpractice. There should be alternative pathways to get to health care. But the thing is, we should have a real Department of Defense. We don't have one. We don't have ways of defending against bioweapons coming in or illegals or a crime like MS-13. I'm surprised that the Democrats don't get it. They're going to get, obviously now even a lot of Democrats have to declare that there's a crisis. But part of the crisis is partly elements like the drug trade. When they had Fast and Furious, and they declared, who was the person who was declared in contempt of Congress during Fast and Furious? And people have to understand, we were giving guns to our affiliated drug cartels. So we have to understand, we're part of the problem, as well as Trump wants to be this part of the solution. And so dissecting away the evil within us is just as important as the evil advisors like Pompeo and Bolton, who I think he's on his last. I don't think he's going to last much longer with Trump.
Well, we'll see. I think Trump has to force him.
If he has enough sense, he'll actually get rid of him, right?